This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Crime is perennially in the news, but these days many of the headlines are also about police misconduct. We're launching a series today that will extend through the spring called Behind the Blue Line, the Costs of a Changing Police Force. Today, a look at the cost versus benefits of body cameras for law enforcement. From Chicago, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Mary D. Powers is 92 years old. She first became a watchdog thorn on the Chicago Police Department's side nearly half a century ago.
In the early days, people thought you were a kook if you were talking about police brutality.
She says smartphones and dash cams have changed that.
The public is certainly a lot more aware and a lot more acknowledging that some of these things do happen.
It's no surprise that Powers favors body cameras, but increasingly so do police chiefs. A recent survey found that many of the departments that have adopted them report a noticeable drop in complaints against officers.
So, I mean, certainly there are chiefs who see the potential here.
That's Brian Jackson with the RAND Corporation's Center on Quality Policing. He says there are a number of outstanding questions.
You know, what compromises to make between preserving privacy and increasing transparency or recording more versus recording less and the costs associated with that.
Cameras alone average $800 to $1,200 a piece, and then data storage can be in the millions.
When you're a department who's taking video, you know, a good chunk of every day, you know, the amount of that data just adds up very fast.
There's also the manpower costs. Different states have different privacy laws, but in all states, departments would have to comb through video to take out things they're required to keep private before making videos public, things like identities of kids. In Seattle, the police department is trying to avoid the manpower costs, at least, by automatically blurring its videos and putting them all online. Michael Wagers is the department's chief operating officer.
That's what we're trying to get to, is no one touches it, and you could be as transparent as possible, yet still protect the privacy rights of all these folks that you're going to catch up in the videos.
Wagers says people can still ask for non-blurry versions of specific segments of video, but the department hopes with the YouTube videos as reference, people will ask for minutes of video instead of hours.
I can't imagine anything like that in Chicago ever.
Mary Powers loves blurry. Seattle's idea until she sees an example of their
blurry.
YouTube videos.
Like two or two police officers in a car, and they're walking into some kind of business establishment.
I can't even, yeah, I wouldn't know that unless you told me. I haven't even seen two bodies.
Well, one
Seattle
of those
PD's videos are very blurry. Yeah. The department says it's still honing the technology and hopes to eventually blur the videos less. But it's a work in progress, as are many body camera trials in police departments around the country. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.